It's the SVI Radio Network. I'm David Kuzier, joined here this morning for First Bank Sports Friday with Taylor Horsley. Taylor is the captain and starter for the varsity Star Valley Braves. And Taylor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. First question we've got to ask you about is, how does it feel knowing that tonight is going to be your final regular season game as a Brave?
It feels a little crazy that it's here already. But a little exciting too. So I think our team is also pretty excited to be able to take the floor on senior night and have all those festivities and stuff too. So
it's been a great season so far for the Braves here in 2020. A lot of games won. Talk to us about your favorite memories so far this season.
I'd say every home game has been a lot of fun, and I think those are all good memories so far. We haven't lost at home yet, so we got to keep that rolling. And so I think that'd be all the memories right there.
Yeah, what's it like, you know, kind of being out there as a Brave at home and playing in front of the crowd? What's that feeling like for you?
It's a pretty cool feeling. I think all the guys on the team would say the same thing. To have a whole community back you up is pretty cool. So
now regionals coming up next week. What are your thoughts on that rolling into the postseason?
We have to take care of business tonight so we can be more prepared, I guess, and more ready for whoever we play. And then we got to take care of business at regionals. I think we're pretty confident that we can take care of business and do what we need to do. So we just have to make sure we're, I guess, prepared for that. So
what is it that you guys are focusing the most on right now, would you say? What's the team goal as far as overall things you're working on?
I think our defense right now is one of the biggest things that we work on because defense travels and we can always rely on that. So right now, that is what I think our main focus is.
Now, something Dal affectionately calls you is a gym rat because he says, you know, you've put in a lot of hours over the years. You shoot a lot. And this season, of course, you're ranked number one in the 4A West as far as points per game, averaging 18 points per game. You're also averaging 2.6 steals a game. So you're on both ends of the court there. Talk to us a little bit about your style of play and what that's like for you to play out there.
I got to credit all that to my teammates and coaches. They set great screens for me to get open, and they give me opportunities to get shots off. So a lot of that goes to them. And I think just defensively, we just try to, I think, play fast and get more opportunities at the rim. And so, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about your coaching staff. Of course, Paul Kubanek is the head coach, and then you've got Tennyson Draney helping out on the defensive end as well. What's that like playing under them?
Just two really great coaches and great guys. They do a lot for us, from making omelets in morning practices to just staying and rebounding after. So just really great coaches.
Very nice. What's in your future, Taylor? What are you hoping to do, you know, after the season's all wrapped up and everything?
I'm not quite sure yet. Hopefully we'll see if it has anything to do with basketball. We don't know that yet. And hopefully we'll be playing for a state championship this year. So
we can see what's on your mind right now. That's good. That's very good. Taylor Horsley again here with us on First Bank Sports Friday. Taylor, talk to us a little bit about looking at the regional play next week. Which team are you most concerned about? Which one are you like, oh, there are my crosshairs?
We've been able to beat every team in our region this year so far. So I don't think any team really worries me right now. I think we just got to make sure we have focused practices all week and go to Evanston and just take care of our business. So
take care of business next week. And then, of course, the state tournament after that, the East Side, you know, some folks saying, golly, you know, they haven't seen much Wyoming East teams this season. And you've been busy playing other teams in Utah and Idaho and some very good teams, may I add. But what's that like? I mean, looking at the state tournament, any team you're like, okay, I'm a little bit worried about these guys, or someone you're concerned about?
Right now, Cheyenne Central is, I think, the best team in Wyoming right now. But they haven't played a team like Star Valley yet. So we'll see when we get there what happens. But I think they're right now the best team in Wyoming. So
it's exciting stuff. Tonight, of course, the final regular season game for the Star Valley Lady Braves and Braves. That coverage beginning on the SVI Sports Network, beginning at about 5:45 with the Astrophysical Therapy Countdown to Tip-Off Show, and then tip-off at 6 o'clock for the Varsity Girls, and 7:30, the tip-off time for the boys. Taylor, before you go, any words of wisdom you have for people out there? What are your final thoughts as you look at wrap up this season?
Just be able to, I think, get done what we need to and take care of our jobs and be able to just do our thing at region and state. So,
spoken like a true captain. Very good. Taylor, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah.
It's the First Bank Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.